Hi, my name is Stephanie Pacheco, and I will be interviewing my dad, Marco Pacheco. He is 48 years old, and the date is November 30th, 2019. And we are located in Panorama City, Los Angeles, California. Let's get started. Okay, Dad. So where do you come from, and why has that place made an impact on your life?
I come from a little town called Emiliano Zapata, located in Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico. And that place made an impact because I grew up there as a kid in the middle of crime, drugs, and sports.
Awesome. Okay, question number two. What was your school life like growing up in La Zapata?
It was great because I always had the ability to interact and make friends, and it was fun.
Okay, question number three. What was your first job ever like?
My first job that I remember, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old, and it was selling ice pops on a little cart, and it was a rainy and very muddy day. It was a terrible experience, but I had a lot of ice pops.
Okay, question number four. How has migrating to America shaped who you are today?
It has helped me a lot because it was the best decision I have ever taken. And coming here with no siblings or parents made me a different person, made me appreciate more what I had there, and gave me the motivation to pursue more greater things.
Okay, question number five. Are you happy with the things you've accomplished to this day?
Yes, I am very content, and I'm happy with what I have accomplished to this day, yes.
Okay, number six. Tell me about the most important people in your life, if you can name a few.
I want to name only two, which is my mother and my wife.
Wow.
I have more people, but they're the most important ones in my whole life.
Got it. Okay, question number seven.
Yes.
Now, name a person that has made the most impact on your life and why.
My wife, because she has always had the ability to give me a praise when I deserved it, and a critique when I deserved it too. And that has motivated me to get better in things that I didn't know I could get better on. And at the same time, sometimes made me to go an extra mile.
Awesome. Okay, question number eight. Describe your marriage proposal. So describe the place, if you remember the date, and how it all went down.
I invited my wife to an island called Catalina Island. And when we were already on a boat, it was like a yacht. Then I asked her, I told her, whenever life gives me the opportunity to meet somebody like you, is when I treasure life the most.
Wow. Okay, question number nine. Who is the love of your life, and when did you realize she was the one? So obviously you already said you're the love of your life is my mother.
Yes, it's my mother.
State.
My mother, not your mother.
My mother. So yeah, your wife.
Your wife, Bernita.
Okay.
Bernie.
And when did you realize she was the one?
I think a few months after we started
dating. When?
Like, I cannot remember exactly, but
what traits made you realize like she was the one?
She was loving, caring, and fun. In a little bit crazy.
Last question, number 10. What is something you live by and will keep on living by for the rest of your life?
Live by? My
something you live by, a phrase or like, I live by this.
Oh, you know, my mom told me something when I was a kid, and it always stuck to my mind. Is this, if you need to pursue a dream, you need to have perseverance, faith, and patience.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dad. This was a great interview. You want to say bye? You want to say something?
Yeah, don't forget you owe me $20.
Okay.